This episode is brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital. Your path to financial freedom and stability through multifamily syndications begins with Premier Ridge Capital. Visit our website at www.premierridgecapital.com and sign up for our newsletter and get your free ebook today. Learn the secrets of multifamily investing and how Premier Ridge Capital can be your partner in achieving financial peace of mind. Jerome Powell is feeling the pressure from both Democrats and Republicans. Don't invest in China, Goldman Sachs says, and Donald Trump restored in the 2024 presidential primary ballots. These are the top three headlines in this week's weekly business briefs. First up, here's a simple analogy on what's going on with the Feds. Imagine, the Fed is like the captain steering a ship, the economy. Democrats are like the passengers who are worried about the speed of the ship, economic growth, and want the captain, the Fed, to speed it up, cut interest rates. Republicans are like the engineers who are concerned about the health of the engine, inflation, and want the captain, Fed, to avoid pushing it too hard, raising interest rates too quickly. The Fed chair, Jerome Powell, is like the captain who has decided how to navigate the ship. He will likely say that the ship, the economy, is on course and there is no need to change the speed, interest rate. Yet, he might also be questioned about the ship's cargo, the Fed's asset portfolio, and the fuel costs, the interest rate the Fed pays to the banks. So, this is not a new story. This has been the story for the last about 24 months, I'm going to say, since the Fed started raising interest rates. The Feds need to make a decision whether they want to protect the overall economy and level off interest rates. Interest rates are off the charts right now. The 10-year treasury is extremely high. Affordability in the housing market is just not happening right now. It's not working for millennials or Gen Zers, or for anyone for that matter, at these interest rates and these prices. So the Feds are going to have to make a decision. I think this year, election year, we'll see something because both parties are pushing the Feds to lower interest rates. Next up, Goldman Sachs is saying it's risky to invest in China right now. Specifically, they're worried about a weakening property market, which is a major driver of the Chinese economy. They're also concerned about the health of China's infrastructure and export sectors. Additionally, they don't believe the Chinese government is being transparent about the state of the economy, and they don't trust the data that is being released. In short, Goldman Sachs is saying that there are a lot of risks involved investing in China right now, and it's probably best to wait and see how things play out before putting any money there. This is not new news. This is the importance, guys, of making sure that you get information from various sectors and that you become an independent thinker and that you can gather information and make decisions on your own. You know, Goldman Sachs just a few years ago was saying China, the best thing in the world. And now today they're saying, oh boy, is risky business. Well, if you've been paying attention to what is really happening in China back to 2019, then you could have came up with this same conclusion on your own without Goldman Sachs saying it here in this article. And in this week on the Trump Watch, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that Donald Trump will be restored to the 2024 presidential primary ballots, overturning a state attempt to ban him following the Capitol riot. The court stated that states do not have the power to prevent candidates from appearing on primary ballots, as the power lies with Congress. Immediately after the release of this decision, Trump posted on his social media network, "Big win for America." This ruling puts an end to the efforts in Colorado, Illinois, Maine, and other states to remove Trump from the ballot due to his actions following the 2020 election. Trump is currently ahead as we approach his party's nomination, but this is not likely going to help him if these actions carry out in pursuit of removing him from office over election tampering allegations leveled by the Democrats in what eventually spiraled into an attack on the U.S. Congress on January 6, 2021. Well, only thing I have to say on this is that politics is a dirty game. And the way this whole thing has been playing out just confirms that. Are you guys excited about Trump being back in the 2024 presidential primary ballots? Share your thoughts. Let me know what you think. And this has been your weekly business brief. I'll see you guys next week. And that wraps up another episode of Wealthy AF, brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital, where multifamily real estate syndications meet premier success. Your future starts here. Visit us at premierridgecapital.com for more details.